It's an international accreditation.
To be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy.
Hello, this is Gail Moskowitz, and I thank you for listening to Mental Health Matters. The topic of today's show is compassion and care, a needed and comprehensive approach to treating mental illness. Mental Health Matters is a program dedicated to issues pertaining to mental health, mental illness, interpersonal relations, addiction, sex and sexuality, and discussing healthy ways in which to live a more thoughtful and emotionally honest and fulfilling life. This week, we will highlight the population of individuals who are both mentally ill and homeless. Specifically, we will address the services offered by the Daily Planet. My guest today is Maureen Neal. She is a certified fundraising executive, and she happens to be the chief operating officer at the Daily Planet. The number at which to reach us today is 649-9737, 649-9737. Mental Health Matters comes to you every Thursday at 1 p.m. on WRIR 97.3 FM. You can also listen to the program. You can either listen to the program in real time by logging on to WRIR's website, www.wrir.org. The show will be available for you to listen to by this evening, hopefully, along with all the past shows, by logging on to the website, www.wrir.org, or getting it directly into my website, which you can do by just clicking on my show once you get on to WRIR's website. I am working on archiving all of my shows on YouTube, and I'm working on this. It's a project in the making, and hopefully I'm going to have this done very soon. It's actually been a lot harder than I thought it would be, as most things tend to be, unfortunately. Anyway, I'm happy to send you a link to my site if you email me. I also would love to hear from you, so send me your thoughts, your ideas for future shows, your questions, please, at yourmentalhealthmatters@gmail.com. Those are the letters yourmentalhealthmatters@gmail.com. So I would love for you to send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for a future show. Today, we're going to, as I said, highlight the issues of the individuals who are both mentally ill and find themselves homeless. Also, people who are underinsured, a whole spectrum of individuals who struggle with the most critical issues in life and yet live in such marginal kinds of ways. And the Daily Planet is an organization that meets the needs of these individuals. So I would like to really welcome you to the show today, Maureen. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Maureen Neal, as I said, is the Chief Operating Officer of the Daily Planet. And once again, if you would like to call and ask her any questions today, 649-9737 is the number at which to reach us. So if we could just get started right away, if you could just tell me what the Daily Planet does. Maybe give me an overview.
Okay. The Daily Planet is started in 1969, serving people who were on the street. And we have evolved over the years based upon the need. And today, we are a full-scale health care center located at 517 West Gray Street. At that facility, we offer primary health care, behavioral health care, which is mental illness and substance abuse. We offer vision and dental care. All of our patients have availability to case management. So if you come in and you need some sort of housing assistance or disability assistance or whatever, then our patients can be connected with a case manager. Also on that site, we do have an outreach program for a laundry and shower and a clothing closet for people who find themselves living on the street and don't have access to those facilities.
So can you highlight specifically the services that are for behavioral health?
Sure. In our behavioral health department, we have, in that facility, that healthcare facility, we have 6 licensed clinicians, behavioral health clinicians. They provide assessments. We have psychiatric care. We have contracted with a psychiatrist and a family nurse practitioner who work with our patients to receive meds and those kinds of evaluations. We offer individual, group, and family therapy and counseling to individuals who are uninsured as well as homeless. A lot of our clients these days in particular are those who may still have shelter, but because of the economic situation have lost their jobs or their health care benefits, so they can come to us and be seen based upon their ability to pay on a sliding scale fee.
So to clear this up for me, in my mind, every jurisdiction has a community mental health center that is supposed to meet the mental health needs of its constituents, regardless of their ability to pay. So the Daily Planet isn't a public facility. So why aren't your clients able to get care through the community mental health system, which in Virginia is called the Community Services Board? And I'm just saying that out loud for people who don't know that.
Exactly. A CSB, a Community Service Board, is what most counties have in order to serve individuals, families who require mental health counseling and who can't afford private care. In the city of Richmond, we have what's called Richmond Behavioral Health Authority, who acts as a CSB for the city. We, the Daily Planet, has an ongoing relationship with RBHA. And to answer your question succinctly, why aren't our patients being served by there? It's need. The overwhelming need, the increased community need to serve so many individuals. RBHA does not have the capacity to serve all the people who need it. So we are a safety net, if you will, for those folks who can't afford services.
Isn't there a mandate for services? Aren't the communities, the services board, aren't they mandated to provide services to everybody who needs it?
Well, I guess they do have that mandate. How, again, it's okay. For instance, if you find yourself in need of mental health services and you go to a community service boards or here in the city of Richmond, Richmond Behavioral Health Authority, yes, there is a mandate to be seen, but you may not be able to be seen for 3 months. Mm. And if you need mental health therapy, you may need it today or tomorrow, and just the thought of waiting 3 months may worsen your condition. So we are available to the community to try to meet that gap between the time that you might be able to see somewhere else and the time that you could be seen for us. We do sometimes have same day appointments. We do intakes every day and have some walk-ins. Sometimes you do have to make an appointment. It may be 2 days, 3 days, a week, but we do try desperately to see people as soon as possible.
So is there a crisis component to your services?
No, we do not have a crisis component. We work, again, with Richmond Behavioral Health Authority, who has a crisis stabilization unit. Mm-hmm. And so thank goodness for that in the community, and that just went online last year. So we're very thankful that has happened.
It is. I mean, it is sort of, it does sort of take your breath away to think about how many people aren't able to have access to services and how many mentally ill people there are who do not have that ready access.
Absolutely. And a lot of people end up in the crisis stabilization unit or in the emergency room of the hospitals,
which are ill-equipped to take care of people.
Exactly.
Yes.
And particularly if someone needs ongoing outpatient care. That's what Richmond Behavioral Health Authority, that's what the Daily Planet can offer, is outpatient care.
This is Gail Moskowitz. You're listening to Mental Health Matters. My guest today is Maureen Neal. She's the Chief Operating Officer of the Daily Planet. Today we're highlighting the topic of the population of individuals who are both mentally ill and either homeless or living in very marginal situations or are underinsured or not insured at all. So here's my next question, which is, talk some about the clients that you see, the consumers that you see. Tell me who they are. Tell me what they look like, what they're struggling with.
Okay. Depression is a huge area of concern for us. We, about 70% of the individuals that we see in our behavioral health department have co-occurring disorders, which means they have a mental health issue along with a substance abuse issue. In addition to the six clinicians that we have in our behavioral health department at the Daily Planet, we also have two certified substance abuse counselors so that we can help with that.
So people, you're talking about, you treat men, you treat women.
Oh, yes, families.
People of every race you treat.
Absolutely. We do individual counseling. We do groups. We have walk-in groups. We have pre-contemplative groups. We have substance abuse groups.
What kind of substance abuse issues are you seeing?
Primarily alcoholism. Some hard drug use, but primarily alcoholism.
And how do people wind up in the circumstance of being without housing or with marginal housing? How do they wind up in this circumstance?
There are about 1,100 people on any given night in the city of Richmond that find themselves homeless. And so that computes to about somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 people annually. Now, once you're homeless, hopefully you're not always homeless. So that means that, you know, you can rotate out of homelessness through a year. So about 5,000 or 6,000 people find themselves homeless. And for that many people, you're going to have about that many reasons why someone becomes homeless. It could be a mental illness, which means perhaps you lose your job, you use up whatever savings you have, you are evicted, you end up on the street. It could be that you have an injury and you have no support system, no safety net within your family or your friends in order to help you. And so if you can't work, you're physically disabled or you're mentally disabled and you can't work and you have no support system, then most people end up homeless.
So if somebody has a profound mental illness, or perhaps if they're, I mean, even psychotic, and or they have a physical disability, can't they apply to get disability so that they can at least have a stipend on which to live their life?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Do you help them with that?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we have what's called a PATH worker who helps any individual who, particularly in our mental health department, she will work with them to apply for SSDI, Social Security Disability Benefits, and we have a pretty good rate. And as a matter of fact, if you have the challenges that most of our clientele have, it can be totally overwhelming to try to navigate that Social Security web by yourself. So we are very fortunate. As a matter of fact, Richmond Behavioral Health Authority underwrites the funding to have that individual placed in our facility to help the clients there.
Oh, that's a good thing to hear that they have that. But what I know sometimes is that when people are so mentally ill, they don't want to live in a facility, or they don't want a place to live where there's some expectations on them.
Right.
Do you continue to treat people even if they don't take advantage of the opportunities you're offering them?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. There is not that, you know, you must do this in order to be served. There is not that. As a matter of fact,
there's none of that.
No, there's none of that. We have a board member, a Daily Planet board member, who is a former client of ours. And she has been very generous with telling her story and allowing us to tell her story. And she suffered with depression since she was a teenager. And in her 30-somethings, she's working in a bank, and depression just gets worse and worse and worse to the point where she cannot interact with individuals. And, of course, in a bank, you interact frequently with individuals. So she quits her job and stays inside her apartment for months and months and months. She goes out once a month to buy food, and then otherwise she just stays in. After about 4 or 5 months, she uses up all of her savings. She's evicted. This is in Henrico County. She loses her apartment. She's evicted, and she finds herself out on the street, and she's humiliated. She's frightened. She has no idea where to turn. And so after living under bushes and things like that for a couple of weeks, she finds her way into the city of Richmond and gets directed to the Daily Planet. She comes in and gets help with her depression. She sees a counselor. She gets medication. The long story is that she ends up in one of our programs called Safe Haven, which is a 21-bed transitional housing facility for people who have been chronically homeless and also have a severe mental illness. So Donna ends up in Safe Haven. She lives there for about 18 months, almost 2 years. During that period of time, she goes back to school. She gets an associate's degree in human counseling. And then she gets all these certificates. You name it. She just gets all kinds of certificates. She is now off disability, fully gainfully employed, has her own apartment, and she is a peer-to-peer counselor for people who suffered those kinds of issues that she suffered before. So she is a walking testimony to how people can change their lives once they identify that they do need help and they find the resources that they need.
Well, it's a great story, and I'd love for her to come and tell us the story and really give us the detail of it. But my thoughts are that it's one in many stories, and that many stories don't end well.
That absolutely.
And that it's a circular door, and
yes.
People get better, and then they leave, and they don't have the support. They don't have the community support. They don't have the familial support. Talk to me a little bit about the families of people who are in this struggle. Do they come and participate and help for the individuals to get their lives back together?
Well, in some cases, yes, very much so. Then there are others, because of mental illness, people, and particularly if it's a co-occurring disorder, you know, someone has a mental illness, and you don't know whether it's the chicken or the egg. Do you have the dependency on drugs and alcohol because you have depression, or are you depressed because you've been drinking? So we do have families who are very supportive, but then depending upon an individual circumstance, they may have, because of their behavior, cut those family ties.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. And so they do feel very much alone
and ashamed. And I think that's something that's important for people to understand, that what sits at the core of a lot of these clients, of these individuals, is this massive amount of shame.
Absolutely.
And their families get fatigued. And it's easier to not go around if
right.
they can't function well. And I think that it's important to understand that.
There's that stigma involved
yes. yet,
with mental illness. And there's also the family may not be prepared. I mean, they're not mental health clinicians. They haven't had the training in order to work effectively with someone who has a severe mental illness. So I guess if I can leave with your audience any word of wisdom today, it would be that if you personally or a family member or a friend is suffering from some mental illness, help them to seek help sooner rather than later. Help is available. And it'll be too late, you know, if something happens and this person injures themselves or another person, or, you know, they get It's just, please help people seek help.
What are the issues? And Maureen, it's the best thought, and thank you for putting that out there to my audience. I'm speaking to Maureen Neal, who is the chief operating officer of the Daily Planet. And if you'd like to speak to Maureen today or ask me a question, please feel free to call us. You can reach us at 649-9737, 649-9737. I want to reiterate what Maureen just said, which is that if you are suffering from mental illness, and if you have a family member who is suffering from mental illness, please seek help. And if you don't know where to start, you can call the Daily Planet if you live in Richmond. It is a good place to start. Even if they're not able to meet your particular needs, they'd really be able to send resources your way. The longer you wait, the more diminished your capacities get, and it's important to take care of it. If you are a family member of somebody who has mental illness, it's important to get educated about what that person's what's going on for that person. It's hard. It's a hard life.
Oh, it's a very hard life.
And there's help for so much of it, which you don't even realize.
Exactly. And just so that if someone did want to connect with the Daily Planet, you can visit our website at www.dailyplanetva.org, or you can come by 517 West Gray Street. Our healthcare facility is there, and speak to someone about getting an appointment.
I will put all that information on my website.
Okay, so excellent.
You all feel free to come and look at the information. I will put that there by this evening. So do you treat veterans?
Oh, absolutely we do.
Why doesn't the VA treat the veterans?
The VA does treat the veterans. There are so many, again, it goes back to need. And how many people can be treated and when they can be treated, the length of time it takes between intake and actual treatment. There's also a group of veterans who, again, it has to do with stigma and understanding, who will not go to the VA and seek treatment for a mental illness.
Or the vet center.
Yes, exactly. So they will, excuse me. They will not seek treatment, so they're able to come to us and receive treatment.
And are these veterans of older wars or the wars that we're involved in right now?
Yes and yes.
So you see young people?
Yes, we do.
And they're traumatized?
Yes. PTSD, as a matter of fact, that is our most recent group that has been formed and that is gathering. One of our mental health clinicians is leading that PTSD group.
They're leading a group of veterans who
yes.
have PTSD?
Yes. Well, and also, if you think that you have PTSD, whether you're a veteran or not, because that frequently, people don't realize that, but if you have been a victim of violence or you have witnessed violence, then you could experience PTSD.
There's no question about it. You know, I think I'm going to do an entire show on that. I think it's really important for people to understand how trauma affects people and how hard it is to heal from that at times. And yes, I think that's very true. Thank you for pointing that out. So I have another question about the individuals that who you service. Is there violence? I mean, there's a lot of people. I know you have a drop-in center, and you do have a drop-in center still, don't you?
No.
You no longer have a drop-in center.
No.
So you can't hang out there during the day.
No.
Used to be able to.
That was your grandfather's Daily Planet.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Am I aging you, Gail?
Yes.
Okay. The Daily Planet, as I said, has evolved over the years to become a healthcare center with the four clinical areas and case management to support it. We have two other facilities off-site, off the West Gray Street site. The Safe Haven, which I mentioned, is transitional housing. And then another facility that's for chronically homeless individuals who have been in the hospital. And they're too well to stay in the hospital, but they're too ill to recuperate on the street or even in a shelter. So they can come into our medical respite program, is what it's called, for up to 30 days of recuperative care.
But if you're mentally ill and homeless, you can't come and hang out at the Daily Planet anymore.
No, you can come and seek services there.
You can come and seek services there. So do you see some violence among your consumers?
Not on site.
Not on site. Do you know anything about if there is a place where individuals can go and spend time during the day?
Well, actually, this just happened because of the weather. The Conrad Center, which is the area's feeding program, located down next across from the city jail and next to the Oliver Hills Court building, they have opened up their what used to be called a day room for a shelter, a day center, if you will. And so you can go there and be there outside of the weather and receive breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay, and I will get that information and put it on my website as well. So do you think that the community is fearful of this population of people that you treat?
Yes, I do. I do believe that they are. And, you know, the high-profile cases in the news, whether it's Virginia or whether it's Colorado, those cases get
all over
get publicized.
Yes.
Yes, and it usually goes back to the individual did not seek help in a timely fashion. So, again, that's why I just reiterated that, you know, if you personally have a problem with mental illness, or if your family member does or a friend does, just please seek help. Come to the Daily Planet or the Richmond Behavioral Health Authority. Just seek help.
It does frustrate me to hear how people talk about people with mental illness, and it breaks my heart, because to have to deal daily with managing something that's so out of your control, is the pain of that is just huge. And I do think there is undue fear about people who struggle with that.
Don't understand it.
And they don't understand it. They really don't. So one more question, which is really important. So how do you fund yourself?
How do we fund ourselves? Well, the Daily Planet is an FQHC, a federally qualified health center. So about half of our funding, our $3.4 million budget, comes from the federal government, the Bureau of Primary Health Care, to fund our health care center. The other, whatever's left of that budget, about 1.2. Yeah, lots. Either comes from fees collected, program fees, or contributed income, and it comes from individuals, corporations, foundations, church and civic groups. We need the support of the community.
And that's why I'll put your website on my website.
Thank you. Hopefully
people will visit it. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming today, Maureen. I know you're busy. This has been wonderful. We've learned a lot. I hope that you come back again, or that somebody who does one of those services. I'd love to talk to the individuals running the group for people with post-traumatic stress disorder.
He would love to come.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. This is Gail Moskowitz. You're listening to Mental Health Matters. Tune in next week, Thursday, 1 o'clock.
Be happy. In every life we have some trouble. But when you worry, you